Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week, we got to sit down with Dan and Shay, who are just like always a hoot, always make me laugh so much. We got to talk all about Shay's baby number three, who's going to be here any day. Maybe it will already be here by the time you're listening, but he did tell me the first letter of the name. He did confirm that. We also talked to the guys about how it's been 10 years since they met at Dan's Christmas party and some of the first reactions they had to meeting each other, and how it's been 10 years since their debut single, 19. You and Me, came out. Plus, of course, we had to talk about New Year's resolutions. Hear what the guys had to say. Here is my conversation with Dan and Shay.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are like the wives, kids, dogs, everybody doing good?
Everybody's great. We're kind of chill for the end of the year. Besides working on new music, so Dan never really gets a break. But
I was going to say, Dan doesn't strike me as someone who like slows down, stops, or sleeps.
Not a single minute.
Whatever energy you have, I would like to harness.
There's not much energy left. it's full zombie status, but whatever it takes, I guess.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Shay, I think when this airs early next year, you will be going from two kids to three. How are you guys feeling about that?
It is so crazy to even think about. I think right now, especially with the third one, you know, obviously she's very pregnant right now, but it doesn't really become real until the actual day that the baby comes. So right now I'm chilling, but it'll be kind of crazy to have that moment where we're fully just outnumbered. Is a wild time. Terrifying.
I know. It's wild. I think it was Walker Hayes who said like, once you like get past two and you have three kids, like everything after that, it doesn't matter. It's just more kids.
Like he would say that he has like 30 kids.
I know. And then if this question gets you in trouble with Hannah in any way, you do not have to answer it. But are you guys sticking with the A name theme for baby number three?
You know what? I think we probably are.
Okay.
It's very difficult to, I'm always calling Ames Asher and Asher Ames. It's a whole thing. So I think that we've got a name locked down. I don't want to say it just in case we change our mind. We've waited for the last minute to come up with a baby name. So A lot of thoughts gone into that. So probably stick awesome. With the A name. We're actually calling him Dan. how about it?
That would be amazing. And then the two of you actually just celebrated the 10-year anniversary since you guys first met, which is so cool. I'm curious, do you remember like what your initial first impressions of the other one were? Or, like anything that you thought about the other person that ended up not being like actually who they are?
My initial first impression was dead on. I was like, I typed it in my phone. I recorded a voice memo. He started singing. This was at like 2 a.m. after he'd been like quiet and just chilling, super shy all night. He was like, do you mind if I sing something? And borrowed my guitar and sang. And I was like, our jaws were on the floor. Like, this is the greatest singer of all time. And I put it in my phone as the best singer of all time. And I still think that, you know, he's the best singer of all time. So it was pretty spot on. And we wrote the next day and here we are. The rest is history. It was pretty crazy how it happened. But yeah, 10 years has gone by. Can you believe it?
That's wild. Shay, what about you? Anything you first thought about Dan? Do you remember?
No, I think it was what's been so fun about this whole thing is from the very first time that we hung out. I mean, there's some clues in our story. It's like, it was 2 a.m. So like we stuck around long enough, but it was a pretty good time. And no, we just met and we clicked, you know. It was one of those things where we had both been doing music for a long time separately. And we're chasing that dream, you know, whatever that looked like. And we just wrote, and that's kind of how it began. It was very organic and we got along really well. And I think we complimented each other, and we were two very different people, but in a way that, you know, two puzzle pieces are, you know, obviously different. But it was perfect the way that we kind of complimented each other and was able to kind of bring in what the other didn't have. And, you know, he was very disciplined in his life. And I, especially at that time, was very undisciplined. And it was a kind of a
good blend,
which you have to have, because, you know, being in a duo is very much like a marriage. As we both are married now, we kind of know that that's what it is. You know, it's a relationship, and it takes time, and it takes, you know, commitment and being able to compromise and all of these things. And I don't know, it was never hard with Dan and I. It was very easy to just get along, and it was just never, you know, a struggle to sit down and write a song. And so it was all very easy from the very beginning. So it was, I can't say I had any preconceived ideas about him. I knew he was a hard worker. And that's what I needed in my life. And it was, like Dan said, the rest was kind of history.
That's awesome. And then speaking of writing in the early days, 19, you and me will also turn 10 in 2023, which is wild. What do you guys remember from writing that song? Because I know that you were writing for other people a lot at that time. Was there any talk about like pitching that song out to anybody, or did you decide the day you wrote it, like, this is going to be ours?
Yeah, that was one of the first songs that we wrote together. We weren't even a band. We weren't planning on being a band. And I think that was, you know, part of the magic. We were just writing and having a lot of fun. You know, we were pitching songs to Keith Urban and Rascal Flatts and Kenny Chesney and all different people, you know, all of our heroes. And we were, somehow people were paying attention to us. We were getting emails back or texts back or calls or saying, hey, who are you guys? You know, we've been doing this for a long time, and finally people started paying attention. It was pretty incredible. But that song was, it was interesting. We, you know, usually you look through your phone and you've got a title or a concept or something to shoot for, you know? And that one, we just started sort of writing it, and we didn't have a title. Like we'd finished almost the whole song until, you know, get that last line. And it's like, that's where you say that bluebird moment. And we didn't have one. And I think Shay said 19, you and me, and we're like, that sounds cool. And it was, you know, it was an interesting title, and people still ask us, is it like summer of like 1990 something? Is it that, or is it, were you 19 years old? And we're like, you know what? It's open to the interpretation. Maybe in the 10-year anniversary, the song will reveal the truth.
Yeah, maybe by the anniversary, we'll know.
Yeah.
We'll have decided ourselves.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And now here we are, 10 years later, your latest single, You, climbing up the charts right now. What kind of special reactions have you guys gotten from fans from this song?
So many. I mean, from the very, you know, as soon as this song came out, we were getting stories, and we've had a lot of experience. You know, we have been kind of the wedding guys in the past, because we've had so many songs about our wives, and, you know, people relate to that, you know, on a personal level. We're singing about stuff that we know, we're singing about our wives, and we've had a lot of people reach out and say they've used, you know, other songs in the past for their wedding songs. And we can usually pick out the ones, you know, we have an immediate reaction from our fans of the ones that are, you know, being used in weddings. And You is just kind of off the charts. Of, we were getting so many messages of like, oh my gosh, I'm using this in my wedding, or just videos of them using it in their, you know, first dance or whatever it was, and all these TikToks and reels. And it was just really awesome to be able to see that. Cause anytime that someone can connect to a song personally, and have that a part of their lives, that's always an incredible sign. You know, there's a lot of songs in the world that someone can use for arguably one of the most important moments in your life, like your first dance. And that, when you think of your wedding, you know, the first dance is obviously a huge part of that. So to us, it's such an honor, and it really just speaks to, you know, people want authenticity. They want something to be able to say to somebody. And that's the kind of music that we're trying to write, is trying to paint that picture of what real love is. And for us, this was kind of, and Dan put it this way a while back, that it's kind of Speechless part two, in a way, where Speechless is that moment where, you know, we wrote that about seeing our wives, you know, walk down the aisle for the first time. And that was kind of our reaction to that. You know, that was Speechless. But this, You, is kind of the second half of that. It's that forever kind of love, where it's not just, you know, you're in awe, and obviously love is that, and you have those moments, but I feel like it's the rest of that. You know, I'm going to love you for the rest of my life, you know, for the rest of my days, I'm going to love you and everything about you. And I feel like it was just kind of that second piece of what, you know, real love is. And it was really fun to hear people's reaction in that way of like, this is the kind of love that I want. You know, I want to love you forever. And so it's been a lot of fun to hear those stories and never get tired of that. So anyone, you got to share your story with us, because Dan and I sit there for hours, but we have a lot of time on our hands on the bus. So we like to read those stories, and it's just incredible to see how people connect with it.
That's so awesome. And because when this will air, it'll be in the new year. I want to know from you guys individually, did you make any resolutions for the new year? And then what about like together as a duo, like any goals that you're like, we want to hit this before the end of 2023?
Oh, I haven't made any resolutions, but I feel like I need to like, I stay pretty healthy. I like to work out. I run every day, but I still am like, I eat like a teenager. Like after hours, I'll be eating like an ice cream. I found this amazing ice cream. I think it's called Birthday Blondie from Whole Foods. It's like an almond milk based ice cream. It's unreal. I'm talking like best ice cream of all time. It's unreal. But it's like 10 p.m. and I'm eating half the container of this ice cream. I'm like, I need to cut it off at some point. Everybody's always like, the worst thing you can do is eat after 8 p.m. or whatever. Right. You know, I mean, that's like when I eat the majority of my food. I got to get that in check. So
it's so hard though. And I'm like, you like, if there's ice cream in the house, I will find it. Like we never buy it. And my fiance bought some this week and I'm like, like, cause now I'm like, oh, I just now all of a sudden I have a sweet tooth every single night.
So every night. Oh yeah. I eat a half a container of ice cream every single night without fail. It's horrible. So hard.
What's wrong with us? Let's go to Shay now, who's now in incredible shape and probably been eating very well.
Man, I have tried to do, you know, New Year's resolutions in the past. I have to do mine mid-year and I had to choose to kind of just change my lifestyle because I've done the whole fad diet of like, all right, I'm going to, you know, do this whole 30 and lose 20 pounds. And I would lose the weight, but then you can ask Dan, you know, day 31, I was like, cool, you want to go grab a beer?
It's so hard not to.
So I just had to, you know, it was a complete, you know, mind switch and lifestyle change for me. And it's been really exciting to kind of go on that journey. And it's affected everything, you know, my family, I feel like, you know, our relationship and our goals of, you know, what the future looks like. And we're in a really exciting place. I feel like we've gotten to a place of being very creative more than we ever have been, you know, with writing music. And I don't know, I think it all kind of coincides with one another. And so that's kind of my New Year's resolution, I guess, would say to just be to continue down that path rather than, you know, try something for a little while. But we're excited. I'm excited, I guess, on our career side, I would say, just to be out there and play more shows, you know, to be able to, I think, you know, COVID and whatever, all the shutdowns, like we didn't get to tour for a long time, even though we got to go back and finish our arena tour and it was incredible, you know, things were still just getting back and it was still very like, you know, it was a scary time for everyone. Nothing was really certain still. And so I cannot wait to get back out and really get to do a full on tour and start from the beginning with new music and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really excited about the stuff that we have. And I don't know, it's just an exciting time in the Dan and Shay camp, I think, from, you know, getting healthy and just, you know, being excited about what we're doing. And it's exciting times.
That's so awesome.
Question at all. I forgot.
No, it totally does. It totally does. Those are great goals and great things to be like working for in 2023. One of the things that we're really excited about is you guys are going to play a totally private show for one winner and 10 of their friends who were going to fly to Nashville, which is like, to me, the most incredible like radio prize anybody has ever won. It's so much fun. And like you guys shine so much in like an acoustic setting like that. So I think it'll be amazing. But I'm curious from you guys, if you were going to win a totally private concert for you and 9 of your friends, who would the artist, like, who's your like dream? Like I, in a small room, just you performance.
We kind of had it this summer. Dan and I had a private concert every night by Kenny Chesney. We got to watch him every night. private. Yeah, us and 68,000 of our closest friends.
Oh, what would you say? I mean, like Adele or something would be crazy, but we're huge Cody Johnson fans. I mean, getting Kojo in the living room, jamming on acoustic guitar, you know, playing some deep cuts would be pretty sick. I don't know.
That's a good one.
We're big fans. I went to his show in Nashville when he was here and was just fanboying out. I didn't even tell him I was going to the show. I just went as a fan, bought tickets, and I was out there singing every word, doing thing. And
that's so awesome.
You should hit me up. I would have got you tickets. I'm like, nah,
Dan was scalping outside of the show.
He wanted the full fan experience.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.